There's. I'm a little blurry today.
Hi, Roger. Can everybody hear me?
I hear you.
I don't know.
Hey, Rich. Are we all here?
Waiting for Cheryl. She'll be on shortly, I'm sure.
Hey, Roger. Happy birthday, Roger.
Yes, thank Roger.
You. Happy birthday. Pearl.
You must have a chocolate lab. I got an old one, 13 years.
Where's George?
She's only two.
He's at Monday night football. Forgot. Wow. We're good, though. So. Priorities, I guess.
So. Okay, so we're all here then, right?
Well, we're waiting for Cheryl Cadis.
Okay. Cheryl, got it.
And I called her, and I know she has the link, so she should be joining us shortly.
Cool. So let me turn off my TV. So anything new and exciting with everybody?
Other than Roger's birthday?
Yeah. We had a good time in San Diego. That was fun.
We really did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, turned out good. Where is it next year, Rich?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay. Never been. It'll be interesting. So
I've been, and it's a fun place to go. And the same sister that I visited in San Diego, she lives there. So I get to see her, too.
Yeah, my son lives in Raleigh.
Oh.
No, he lives in New Bern.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right.
How far away is that from Charlotte?
It's a ways, I think. I remember I had a grandson pass away during the pandemic, and we had a memorial. And I just spent about 6 hours sitting in the Charlotte airport.
Yay. Awesome.
Not good.
No.
No.
I guess Cheryl's waiting to 5:30 exactly.
Timely people.
or she forgot to change her clock back.
Oh.
Well, I'm gonna disappear to the bar for a minute.
All right.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I saw you, so I thought, oh yeah, I gotta get my drink.
Josie, come here. Josie. So I need to, don't let me forget, I need to get Cheryl's contact info. I don't have anything.
Okay, I will send it to you. I sent it to Roger earlier this morning.
Okay.
So.
Did you get my emails, Rich?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So just for an FYI, I try to get my meeting minutes out within about a week after the meeting.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Just saying for you looking for them in the future.
Cheryl, the meeting has started. I don't know where you are. Your phone went to voicemail. So hopefully you can join in. If you have a problem, call me on the phone and I can connect you that way. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I know she said she was going to be here, so you want to get started for now?
Sure.
Don't want to keep everybody waiting at 5:30 in the evening. So I will, before I call the meeting to order, I want to thank Roger Beebe for putting this together on his birthday.
Thank you, Roger.
At short notice.
Yes.
Because he got your message about 2 weeks ago, Jan, or a week ago, but he didn't hear back from us.
Yeah.
So I told him today, sorry.
I'm back.
Oh, there he is. Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
coming on.
Okay, not a problem. Okay.
No video. Yeah,
what I did was I just followed his link and told it to automatically do it, and because I don't even have Zoom.
Roger has to let her in.
I'm on with him.
Yeah, she's connecting.
Okay, great. I see part of her. I see her name.
She's muted. Oh, there we go.
There hey. She is. Hey, hi, you. Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I had to launch a new version of Zoom and
yeah, not I a know. Problem.
Oh, that's
okay. Well, Roger was gone when I made my statement before I called meeting order. I want to thank Roger for putting this together last minute on his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
So thank you, Roger.
You bet.
So I guess we should do roll call. So we'll start with myself, or no, we need to start with our director, Jan.
I'm here.
I'm here. Secretary Pat.
Here.
Treasurer, we didn't include him. Well, you're the new treasurer, so it doesn't
matter. Yes, so I'm here.
Okay. I'm here. We didn't bring Linda Gordon in here. And we know now that Cheryl is here as vice president. So
I'm here.
We should be good to go.
Good.
Do we need to do an international report, Jan?
Yeah.
You want to do it? You want me to do it?
Go ahead. I'll just chime in.
Okay. There's going to be some changes this year, we were told, at the international meeting. And those changes include the billing will be done by email, and you will receive your card as an app. Is that the best way to explain it, Cheryl?
I guess you so.
You know what? They're gonna. I'm very confused because I did email Marcia, and I guess I need to email Sheila. But the reply, I think Rich and Roger got that reply. I'm not sure how they're gonna do this, but okay. They do not have our emails, and eventually they're gonna need those. But you know, Roger, the transmittals, we usually send addresses. Do we send emails on the transmittal instead of the addresses? Because they won't need them if they're going to send it by email.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an electronic card. I thought.
Yeah.
And can't they just send it as an app? I mean, as an extension or whatever. I mean, whatever, and you just print it.
I think so.
Right.
Well, I think, and here's my suggestion. I did talk to George. It's like, you know, list if people pay, list their emails and send it to international, which I will do. And if they say you're doing it wrong and say, well, we don't have any instructions.
Yeah.
Because I did an email and I sent it to Rich and Roger. And I'm like, I'm totally confused.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I understand.
Yeah.
I am too. And,
you know, I don't want to wait until February to get out the invoices because they don't know, and kind of waiting for Sheila to call a meeting. Hopefully she'll do that soon, but I need to email her. I just ran out of time today and I need to ask her, what are we doing here? You know, but they do want our emails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what emails do they want? See, this is what I don't understand.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Our database consists of at least a three-year history. Well, it goes back more than that, but a three-year mm-hmm. history of those who've paid and those that haven't. So if somebody's, where do they send the money to?
Well, what I thought we'd do is still send the invoices out like we normally do. And when we do the trans, you know how when they pay and you send me a transmittal and we right. write a check,
right.
We should just put their emails on there and send it in the mail with the check and then send it electronically. So here's the emails. What do you want right. us to do?
Okay, so
I don't know.
The way I do it now is we send out the invoices. And then you collect them, and then you send me an update as to who has paid up, who's paid for transmittal one.
Correct.
There's 10 people. Okay. Then we, instead of sending the transmittal like we've done, where it has name, address, and phone number, or whatever it was, we'll just send them the name of the person and their email address. Period.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go. And I'll send it through an email, and then I will send also the hard copy with a check. And they'll say, well, this is not the way we want to do it. And I know this is going to happen from past experience that, okay, well, I'm not sure what you want here. Because if the email that I sent to Roger and Rich did not have a lot of clarity. So I need to get some clarity from Sheila.
Okay, now,
Go ahead.
What office does Sheila have now?
Sheila's the president, right?
No.
That's Deborah.
Okay, I got the wrong name again.
I didn't think it was Sheila.
Who's the president?
I thought it was Katie. But let me look.
Yeah, no, look. I have it here.
Diego. Here, let me see.
I can send you a picture of her.
No, I haven't.
I did get Marcia's card, but I did not get our new president's card.
Well, Marcia doesn't really do this anymore, just due to the fact that she just told me it was Sheila Anderson. Why do I say Sheila Anderson?
I don't think that's right, though.
I think her name is in the minutes from our last meeting.
Okay, the president-elect is Kathleen Jo Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. That's who I need to. Yeah, I have her. I'm sorry, I'm getting Sheila mixed up and I apologize.
No problem. But who is the Southwest director?
That would be Liz Allison.
Okay, Liz Allison got it. Got it. Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think Sheila has anything to do with it anymore.
No, she doesn't. I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else. But yes. Anyway, the president or the president of 2023 wants to do all this stuff. And she's supposed to call a meeting and I haven't seen anything. So I do need to get in touch with her saying what's going on because, you know, Roger went through this last year. They wanted to do all the square stuff and everything got out early. Or late because we're waiting on international, and I don't really want to do that, you know?
Okay.
That's my thing.
Well, you know, there was a coup that was pulled off, and the one that survived was Kathleen.
that level's really, Rich and I and George kind of experienced some of that.
So there's nobody.
Oh, it was fun.
There's nobody on the board that has a majority of anything.
So and I don't,
It seems like that the first vice president, who is Marcia Landreth, that's who you're talking
Thank
about,
you.
Right, Marcia?
Yes.
Okay, she steps up and will become the president in 2024.
Correct.
Yes.
She lives in Oxnard, California.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world are they having the change of watch back east?
Because everybody feels she's siding with the East Coast. There's an issue, obviously. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't want to get into the politics part. So,
okay.
Yeah. She chose that spot. So, but I'm just trying to figure out how to do the transmittals with you, Roger, that right. If we do it this way and say, hey, this is what you guys want. What do you want us to do here? You know, I don't think they're going to square. I prefer not to do square with them.
Well, I think, they are so screwed up in international that it's not a battle I want to fight.
No.
We saw the battle.
You saw
it. Right? We did.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
I was gonna say it might have been ugly.
It was. I mean, we had
you could feel it. You could feel the tension.
the election had to be recounted three times.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Election for what?
For the new officers.
Well, how can you? There was no opposition, was there?
It was Sheila. No, Anderson. But
they had to count them for some reason.
Yeah.
They had too many votes.
You know, each district gets a certain amount of votes. All of a sudden, they had too many.
Yes.
And they had to call the member. They called the legal department.
They had to call the lawyer.
Yeah.
It was nuts. But yeah. So we will find out and get some clarity. Hopefully, she'll get back to you, Jan.
Yeah.
We can move on.
I will copy you on that. I mean, I don't know what else to do, but just do the transmittals with the emails only, and then I can send it electronically. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what they're doing. I know. It's very frustrating.
Okay, I'll make some calls with people I know that might tell me the truth.
Great.
Thank you, Roger.
Because I think, I mean, we can do it, but we're not going to give up our database, and we're not going to give up. This is me speaking. I'm just one person. Okay. We're not giving up our database, and we're not changing the way we do things, but we'll be happy to send a transmittal like we've done all the rest of the time, except it'll be by email. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I am too. I don't feel comfortable giving up the database right now. I really don't. I think
we should. Shouldn't we keep our own database?
Yes.
No matter what?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have our own anyway, but I don't want them using it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that could really mess things up for us.
Right. Yeah. And we'll just move back into our own D19 cocoon. And that's my opinion. I just, you know.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Roger, at all. I'm not.
My opinion right now, the only value of an IOBG card is if you happen to be lucky enough to go to a yacht club that recognizes IOBG, it's good. But more than half the yacht clubs don't even know who we are.
Which is crazy, because isn't that supposed to be one of the perks, is that you can go to any yacht club in the world because you're international? No?
It was never that. It never worked that way. Mm-hmm. See, reciprocity is by invitation, not by declaration. So if I want to have reciprocity at Stockton Yacht Club, I have to send a note, or usually it was a postcard, to every yacht club in our area inviting them to be have reciprocity. However, reciprocity basically has no value anymore because most of the yacht clubs, A, don't have a building, and B, if they do have a building, it's usually in a public marina. So they don't have any control over what it costs or what the charge is. For example, if I go to Pittsburgh, the way it used to be in the olden days, which is not that long ago, if I get together with Jan and I say, Jan, how about we come to Pittsburgh as a cruise in, and you come to Stockton later as a cruise in. We agree. So we waive the cost of the moorage.
Mm-hmm.
Jan can't do that because she lives in a marina that controls the money, of the slip money. And that happens on, you know, St. Francis, Encinal, Oakland, all the big yacht clubs, they don't own their docks. So what does it get me? It gets me in the door?
Maybe. It's not reciprocal, though, no, right?
It's not. It doesn't work. So, and I fought that with PICYA because they kept saying, well, we're a reciprocal club. No, you're not. So my point is that it gives those of us who are still boating or yachting or traveling to yacht clubs the ability to ask permission to enter their club. Now, I tried that at the Boston Yacht Club a few years ago, and they looked at me when I said IOBG and they laughed because they didn't even know what I was talking about.
No.
And so I finally went back to my Stockton Yacht Club and sent a letter to them, and they recognized me as a legitimate yacht club and let me enter. So it's a moot point. You know, we're beating a dead horse, and the dead horse is called international, I think.
It's very frustrating. Done. Yeah.
And so, I will not be alive long enough to see it through. Nor do I care.
So, okay, so we're kind of on the transmittals. They get the name and the email only, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to collect the money. You're going to send IOBG, Delta District 19, a check. And you're going to deposit it as a treasurer, and then notify me of the paid members. I'll do a transmittal exactly like I did before, except it's not going to have any information on it except their email address.
Because that's what they want.
That's
right. And then we'll see how that goes. Right. Okay. Now, okay.
All right.
What Patty was saying about the electronic app or whatever,
mm-hmm.
A third of the members of IOBG don't even have a smartphone.
No, I know that. And that's my concern, because Rich, you're going to get a lot of calls on this problem.
So sure. Anyway, we'll work it out.
All right.
Let's move on. We need to approve the minutes from our meeting Sunday, October 9th, 2022. So approved.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you. Vice Commodore Cheryl, member report.
The current membership for District 19 is 144 paid members.
Great. Okay. Jan, do you want to take over the treasurer position?
Yes.
Report.
Okay, the treasurer report right now is I need it stated in the minutes. For Wells Fargo Bank, we need to remove Ben Blair and George Iconis as signatures on the account and add Rich Dooley and myself, Janice Kataya, as new account signees.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That has Patty. To be stated.
Go Patty. Ahead.
Yes.
Okay. What you can do. A, you can enter that into our minutes and then make a copy of it, or you can write a letter stating that the 2023 officers are as follows. Put that in the heading, in the body, and then say that the following members are no longer an officer. And just name the ones that you're taking off.
Okay.
If it's in the minutes, then it's a public record, and yeah. the board, the bank will take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'll do a letter. I'll just send it as an attachment when I send the minutes for this. So you're
it's stated in the. Okay, so letter and you're stating in the minutes, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Correct. That'll work. So okay. Then Rich and I have to get together. Go to the bank and sit there and take care of this. And it doesn't have to happen tomorrow. I just want to get ahead of the game before.
Sure.
I got to start. Yeah.
Just let me know when it's convenient for you.
Okay.
And Patty, I skipped you. Do you have a report?
I do not.
Okay. Supply officer's not here. And communications electronic. Roger, do you have anything to add?
No, I haven't updated the website yet, but I'll get the new officers on and stuff.
Okay.
It's been kind of busy over here.
No, and it's your birthday, so you get a break.
And, well, I don't have anything to do this weekend since Rich Dooley canceled on your cruise out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't on purpose.
No, I know.
My wife's birthday, and our membership was just... no one wanted to commit. I don't know if it's gas prices or what.
I don't understand why people think that the fall, I mean, it's a nice time to go out.
Oh, yes.
But we have
a busy time, though.
Yeah,
we did it last year. We had a ball. Of course, mm-hmm. That was the flag ceremony.
Yeah, I love that at Stockton. It's great.
Yeah.
Now that's, I guess we're going on, we're continuing with the event. It's just a matter of it's only going to be local, and mm-hmm. we can't get our own members to come. I mean, it's
wow. Great.
Well, I understand.
So.
Okay. Any new or old business?
No.
Nope.
I think that what Rich, going forward, we have a calendar that we've replicated every year for the last few years as far as events.
Yes.
So focus on that, and we'll see if we can pick up maybe another event or two in the spring or summer. And hopefully at some point in time, people will be able to afford fuel for their boat to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so terrible.
That's always a dilemma.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is. It's terrible.
Well, I agree. Okay. Do we need to set a new meeting, a next meeting?
I would say so.
Well, the next event that we have to, okay,
induction. Let
me back a little bit, induction? Rick. There's a series of events or a series of updates on the website and our president's letter and the information that goes out with our new member to the membership for their invoices. And I will take care of of everything with the website as far as Cheryl with new members that are joining.
Okay.
The big thing we need to do is be real proactive like Rich was on the clubs that have new past Commodores that we can ask, you know, them to be nominated and so on. And I can go over that with you at another time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Process, and it's really simple. It's on the website. It's as black and white as you can get. But when you're dealing with 70-year-old eighth graders, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I'll do that. But Rich, you've got a couple things to do, and you can connect with Jan on that. And we've got copies of every president's letter in recent history. So all it is that you take an old letter and you scratch out what you don't want and put in what you do want. And I'll type it up and send it to you.
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
Yeah, partially plagiarized.
Okay. So as far as setting our next meeting, February for the induction?
Well, it's got to be, I think we need to wait until Jan figures out what's going on internationally so we can decide what we need to do.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone. I think the last, I don't know, I'll get you the dates. I'm going to be on a cruise in February. But I don't know wherever you're going to have it. So, I mean, that's up to you.
Well, right? I know. I do. It's in Pittsburgh.
It could be in Discovery Bay, too. I don't know how booked we are. But whatever you guys decide, you know.
I'm talking about the induction meeting.
Yeah, the induction's usually in Pittsburgh, but it can be another yacht club.
Well, so I know, but it seems
I'm not trying to push it away from Pittsburgh. I'm just giving options.
probably do it in Discovery Bay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we could do it there,
it's
too.
It's up to Rich. So.
All right, Cheryl and I will talk about it, and I'll let you know.
That'd be good. Okay, and I will see if I can get anything. I will send an email out probably tomorrow night and see, and I will copy it. I'll copy it to you and Roger, and see what's going on with this, whatever they're doing in international. But I don't think we're going to get real far with this. I really don't.
All right.
It's a concern. It is, but it is what it is. It was like this.
Sure.
No, last year wasn't too bad. This year I'm more concerned, I think.
But they're going in so many directions this year.
Yeah. And, you know, Roger and I have done, how many times have we done this master? 3 years? I don't know. I don't, you know.
Well, I was director in 2017, so it's.
Well, you've been doing a lot longer than me.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a team here, and I'm happy with that. I really like the group.
Yes.
And definitely. Got some good things going on locally.
Okay.
So we just need to focus on that right now, for sure.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, when we're any old business we need to discuss?
Nope.
Then
I have one thing. I don't know if this is the time to talk about it. We talked about it a little at my table at our last meeting, but I have a past Commodore from a yacht club who was not a registered yacht club in San Francisco. He was Commodore, like, I don't know, 25 years ago or something or another. He's a member of San Joaquin now, and he would like to join Blue Gavel. So the question is, how do we do that? Do we take him under us as San Joaquin, vote him in and nominate him, and then just submit his application?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah, this is what makes it difficult. Yeah.
So what do we do, Roger?
You just, that person is not eligible because there's that he was not in. You've got to be at least in a PICYA yacht club to be recognized in California.
And it's not even a PICYA yacht club?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, no, that, unfortunately, it would be nice to have the member, but that's reaching way too far.
Okay, yeah. So no can do.
No, and we do have there's a provision if you are, let's see, if your yacht club had a chapter, but the yacht club doesn't exist anymore, that we can take in.
Yeah, but he was never our chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes it tough.
It doesn't, no, that's, sorry.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because it's the same thing. We can't, like, Driftwood doesn't exist anymore, neither does Bridge, but we still list them as part of our,
because they were part of, they were a chartered club. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Once you have a chapter, right, as in Driftwood, you always have a chapter.
The chapter. Okay. Correct.
And one thing that people don't understand is I was Commodore at Village West Yacht Club. That was the chapter I was a Commodore in. Therefore, I am and always will be a member of the Village West Yacht Club IOBG chapter, period. You can be a Commodore at three different yacht clubs, but the one that got you into IOBG was the first one. Therefore, that is your chapter, period.
Wow. I was going to switch to sportsman. I was going to disclaim.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing further, I suggest we adjourn the meeting.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Good.
6 p.m. on the dot.
Good. Wow, that was good.
Yeah.
My first time, too.
Good job, Rich.
Good job.
Well, we'll see. Well, I appreciate everybody participating, and Roger, especially you, for doing this last minute and on your birthday.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we'll, Jan and I will get together, and I will send out information on our calendar. And Jan, you're going to send me the president's letter from last year so I can.
Yeah, I did. I sent you three attachments. I sent the president's letter, my induction agenda. It's in your email. Also, I sent you a copy of a master. So you have an idea.
I'm looking at it right now. Sorry. I downloaded so much stuff today.
Yeah,
okay, sure. I have it. Yep. I will look it over, and you and I can talk about whatever date changes we need to make, okay, and send the letter out.
And somebody will tell me how what I need to do to get other yacht clubs, their Commodores, into IOBG.
Yes, there's a whole bunch of there's a series of letters.
Okay.
That you can.
But I have them, Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
That to okay. you.
Okay. So I can give them to you. They're what I used last year, and it worked pretty successfully. I would have liked to have more members, but we got what we got.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I do have a member that wants to join, and it's Bruce Lichtenberg from, he was Commodore of Delta Yacht Club.
Yes.
So he wants to join.
Okay.
Is Delta a chapter?
Delta chapter. So when I get the website has all the information about nominating a member and electing a member and then having them join. So there's a process.
Okay. I'll look at that.
And I'll update the information and we'll go from there.
Okay.
So I'm assuming also in our next meeting, because I think we kind of made a consensus that we were going to do it once a year, that I'll do a roll call at the next meeting of all the chapters.
Okay, that's good.
When did we did that at the induction meeting, didn't we?
Right, so that's what this would be as well.
Well, that's usually perfect.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so I'll plan on that.
Got it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Very good. All right, well, thank you, everyone.
And we have
Cheryl,
a great evening.
I will send that information over to you.
Okay.
And yeah, Bruce would be a good candidate to bring in.
He would.
Good.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Everybody have a good evening.
Good evening.
Bye. Bye.
Roger.
Thank you.
Yes. Roger, I saw that you recorded this meeting.
Yes.
Could I somehow get a recording? I have noticed it's making easier for me to do minutes if I have a recording.
Okay. Let me see if I can get it to you.
Okay. Well, if you can't, no big deal.
No, I understand. It becomes a Zoom meeting.
Right. I saw that you were recording it.
Pat, on my screen, there's a button that says you can record. Is there one on your
screen? It says it is recording.
It says mine says it may. Oh, but how do you get it? Is that
right?
I think if I'm recording, Rich, click on it and see what it does.
It says, please ask the host to give you permission to record.
Now, the only way I can do that, I think I can do it by having a co-host.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's maybe the case.
Next time we'll get Pat as the co-host.
Try that. So you'll get the recording also.
Okay, great.
That'll make it much easier.
When I figure out how to do it.
Okay.
Don't do it today. It's your birthday. Take the evening off.
Yeah.
All right. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.